chapter 3, Mishnah 4, Issa Shenidma, if there's a dough that was mixed up, right? So what it is you've got a dough, and inside the dough you've got some truma, and then a majority of normal dough, of chulin dough. But the majority of chulin dough is not enough to it's not 100 to 1, it's not enough to nullify the truma dough. So you've got that kind of mixture, and it's kind of like an intermediate kind of mixture. Or you've got shenischamtza besoy shel truma, or you've got leaven, dough that was leavened with truma yeast. So they used a little bit of truma yeast to get the dough leaven up. But the dough itself is fine, but the yeast was truma. That was the only part of the mixture that was truma. Says the Mishnah, ein nifselis betfulium. If a tfulium touches this mixture, it doesn't become impure because of the mixture of chulin and truma, because of the mixture of the two. So if a tfulium touches it, it doesn't become impure. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon poislin, they disagree, and they say, no, it does become impure. Even though it's a mixture of truma and chulin, it still becomes impure. Issa shehukshara b'mashke v'nilusha b'mayperus, a dough which is kneaded with fruit juice, and before it was kneaded with fruit juice, the flour became makshir, it became able to become impure. So let's say the flour, the wheat, before it was ground down into flour, came into contact with water. The point he's making is that it became able to accept truma, right, because it became wet. And then it got kneaded with fruit juice. And fruit juice is not one of the liquids that makes something susceptible to impurity. So it was previously susceptible to impurity because it previously came into contact with water. Then they ground it down into wheat. Now he mixes the wheat with fruit juice into a dough, the flour with fruit juice into a dough. The nagaba tfulium, and a tfulium touches it. Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar Tosa oimar mishum Rabbi Yeshua pasal eskula. He says the fruit juice connects the entire dough together, connects the mixture together, and not only where he touches will become impure, but the whole thing will become impure. Rabbi Akiva Omer, but Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Mishmoy, he disagrees. He says, Lo pasal ela makom mago. He says, only the place where he touches will be rendered impure. And the reason being that because fruit juice doesn't render something susceptible to impurity, so it doesn't connect the dough. It's not considered a liquid which would connect the dough. And therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, only the place where the tfulium touches, only that place will become impure. But the impurity won't spread out through this dough mixed with fruit juice.